Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Final hour of power here on this Sunday afternoon, riding around with the youngest in charge right here on the Fan as well as the Team 980. We will take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will take over from there. They'll bring a Nats baseball series finale as the Nats try and take 2 out of 3 against the Texas Rangers. It'll be Trevor Williams on the bump for D.C. It is a 1:35 first pitch. And like I said, pregame coverage gets rolling right here at 105 on the Fan. So we will talk a little bit more about the Nats in great detail before we get out of here. But I want to get into the burgundy and gold here. We are slowly but surely creeping up on the start of training camp. One final phase to go before training camp, and it is this week. Mandatory mini camp. And it'll be 2 days for the Washington Commanders of work, 3 days rather, of work, 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. And that is going to be mandatory. So if you're not there, you will be subjected to fines from the organization. Last year during voluntary OTAs, they had 100% attendance. This year, 3 key guys, obviously we've reported, have been missing. No Terry McLaurin as he works through his contract. No Marshon Lattimore, who the hell knows where he is, as he hasn't been there all offseason, according to multiple reports. And Laremy Tunsil, who is just not showing up now, was there earlier in the offseason, but deciding to do his own work when it comes to this phase. And look, at first blush, when you hear this info, the Terry stuff doesn't really bother you because it's like, we know who Terry is. I know what Terry is. I know what he's about. Marshon Lattimore not being here is utterly ridiculous, especially when he hasn't shown up all offseason long. That's my frustration. And I say it every time I crack the mic, man. If you watch what the Commanders did this offseason, to me it was very clear that they moved with the idea that, hey, maybe we can't rely on Marshawn. You signed Jonathan Jones. You brought back Noah Igbinoghene. You drafted Trey Amos high. You put yourself in a position where if Lattimore doesn't come back looking right, you don't have to force him onto the field because you got depth. You can let him heal up. That being said, I think it's ridiculous he's not at the offseason program. And I made a big deal about Laremy Tunsil not being there. I didn't make as much of a big deal about Lattimore, but now that we sit here a couple of days removed from it, I mean, come on. The old Danny Ruye adage that he uses, I love, it's voluntary, but you should volunteer to be there. So that's kind of how I feel about the situation as well. Big picture, though, when it comes to Marshon Lattimore, I think his level of success next year, his reliability, right? Like, if you're able to count on him next year and he bounces back and is that Pro Bowl, former All-Pro type of player, I think it changes the dynamic of your defense completely here.
Voluntary OTAs, it just reminds me of my high school basketball coach. Paul Foringer was a legendary coach for a long time, Montgomery County. But anyways, QO basketball would have voluntary workouts throughout the summer, throughout the fall, before the season and tryouts got underway. And he'd always say at the meeting, beginning of the year, yeah, these are completely optional. You don't have to go. But whoever does show up, they're going to be better than you. They're going to be stronger. They're going to be faster. They're going to be better conditioned. And I understood, you know, the point he was trying to make. He's not even necessarily saying that somebody who doesn't go isn't going to be better than some of the kids that were going. But it's a point of interest of the team, doing what's best for the team and showing up, even though it's voluntary. It's just part of the team building atmosphere. And in a way, you get punished a little bit for not showing up. And I wonder if we're going to see similar things this year with Lattimore, potentially. If he can't get himself together at some point, if his health is not in check, then I don't know what that's going to mean for him going forward, especially considering that they bring in Jonathan Jones this offseason and then draft Trey Amos. I'm not saying it's a lock that Marshawn Lattimore could play himself out of the starting job if he can't get himself together.
Ooh, that's a take.
Never know.
It wouldn't stun me at all. It wouldn't stun me if he got cut, still.
I don't think he'll be cut.
They haven't seen him all offseason, Ben.
That is really weird.
Like, he hasn't shown up to anything.
I mean, I won't speak on what he's been up to, but I hope he's getting healthy.
Well, that's my thing, and why I thought it was, like, uber important for him to show up. You're nursing an injury. If you're the Commanders, think about how last year that hamstring injury dragged on. He didn't play for a month after they traded for him, right? And if you're the Commanders, don't you want your trainers, your team doctors, to get an eye on him to see exactly where he is so you can best build out a regimen and a plan for him heading into the summer? That's why I think he'll be there during the mandatory version, right? You assume. So Tunsil and Lattimore both didn't attend OTAs in their previous destinations, right? It was not something they did while they were in New Orleans, not something Tunsil did while he was in Houston. These ain't those places, though, man. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to, if Bobby Wagner can show up, if Bobby Wagner's not too good to show up, the first ballot Hall of Famer that's on your team, why are you above it? That's my frustration with all of it.
This conversation I feel like we need to have, maybe I just don't read enough into it because I don't follow the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Lamar not show up?
Dude.
He forfeits money.
Dude, I was missing
OTA. Shout out, I think it was Disco that actually tweeted this. He said, I don't understand players that forfeit money that some people don't even make in 10 years by not showing up to voluntary work.
So the exact dollar amount that Lamar Jackson forfeited is actually freaking jaw-dropping. Since 2024, he's given up $1.5 million. $1.5 million he has forfeited by not showing up to off-season workouts. He must got money, is how I look at it. It's just no way if you're Lamar that you can give up that type of money, man. I get it, though. Like, it's his discretion. They're voluntary, but I don't know. And I want to reiterate this, too. I think when that was put out by Pro Football Talk, it's not like they're fining him for not showing up. He has escalator clauses in his contract, meaning if he shows up, they pay him extra. He's just choosing to, you know, use his offseason in another way. And if you're going to complain about Lamar Jackson not showing up, has it really impacted Lamar? Not at all. Not at all. 1-800-636-1067. So with the Lattimore thing, I just look at him and go, and maybe we'll open up the phones on this at 1-800-636-1067. What is more likely in 2024? What is more likely in 2025? Marshawn Lattimore returning back to that Pro Bowl form or this Commanders run defense being marketably improved? 1-800-636-1067. I think it's two things right now that will really determine the success of this team. Marshawn Lattimore's got to play well, and the run defense has got to be much better. If you're a fan out there, what are you more confident in? Lattimore bouncing back or the run defense being much improved? 1-800-636-1067. The other thing that absolutely drives me insane with guys missing this offseason program the other thing that drives me insane with guys missing this offseason program is there's this like contingent of media folks that act like it is just absolutely a nothing burger. Like, I don't buy that. I'm not going to act like it's the end of the world, but to act like it's a nothing burger, I would say is extremely irresponsible as well. Let's go to Bones from Southeast. What's going on, Bones?
Hey, good morning, my main man, Big L. Shout out to Matt. Hey, Big L, man, I really love how you started this thing off, man, with that burgundy and gold. Yeah, you know, because that's my favorite word right there, the burgundy and gold. But in regards to Lattimore, you know, if he ain't there, that's all right. It's cool. I'm concerned they can go ahead on and cut him.
Wow.
They can cut him. You understand? And we can go with what we got on the roster right now. You know, because I'm saying this team is at a point of trying to push forward, and we don't need no distractions. None at all. So, you understand, Lattimore not there, get rid of him. You know? And then, man, I'm admiring your growth, man. I love, man, how you put that baseball, that when you start talking about the baseball and you start talking about the Nats, man, and the bullpen and stuff like that, man.
I'm going to get into it now. I'm going to get into it for sure.
I really respect your growth, man. You know, I remember when you first came around, man. You know, keep up the good work, man. Thanks for taking
my
call, man.
Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Ben, what do you have more confidence in? Lattimore returning to Pro Bowl form or the run defense being a formidable unit next year?
Definitely the run defense being better.
Wow.
I think that's an easy choice for me, really. Because of the moves they've made this offseason to get much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Up front, especially, you bring in guys, Dietrich Wise, Eddie Goldman. I think they're really putting a huge point of emphasis. Javon Kinlaw, who I expect to be a big addition to the defensive line.
He better be.
They've made it clear they are so uber-focused on stopping the run. And I think that's absolutely what they had to do. They had one of the worst run defenses in the NFL last year, and it killed them.
Yeah.
They are especially in the NFC Championship game. And I just don't know what I'm going to get out of Marshawn Lattimore game in and game out. Because really the only two games that he was formidable as a cornerback for Washington last year was the first game he came back against his former team. And then I guess he was decent against Detroit. They didn't really throw at him too much in that game. But I'm just not confident that, one, he can stay on the field, and the staying on the field thing is big, because I think even if he plays, he's banged up.
Exactly. That's my thing when it comes to Lattimore.
Because when he's healthy, he's good.
Right.
He'd be a good player if he was fully healthy.
He just hasn't been healthy in quite some time. Feels like it. 1-800-636-1067. William is in Stafford. Wants to chime in. What's going on, William?
All right. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely what they had to do. William, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, yes.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Well, I'm fine, man. I really think, man, that Lattimore might surprise us when he come back, because he was starting to find his way a little bit when he got into the postseason. But, you know, maybe he went back to go back to his elements, to go back to the way he used to train, to got him where he was from the very beginning. We won't know till we see him.
My thing is this, right, William? Why can't you do both?
Well, my thing is this, man. He's probably just used to those elements. You know, that's a Louisiana-type thing. I mean, a New Orleans-type thing. I can't say. I agree that he should be there, but we can't make him be there. Like you say, it's voluntary.
For sure. I just hope that there is no negative impact of him not showing up. I think, as I've said before, man, if they're going to have a big year defensively, William, you know this, he's got to be the best version of himself. Appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. What's going on, Elijah?
He got into the postseason, but, you know,
what's going on, Elijah? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? It just went straight. I've been complete silence until you said, I was like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on. But, hey, man. I think Lattimore, he does have a chance to get back. I think he was asked to do a lot in a situation where he wasn't completely healthy. And I think Adam Peters was just trying to put us in a situation, just swinging to put us in a good situation going into the postseason, because you just needed a certain type of blue chip
player. We couldn't roll with Benjamin St. Juice no more. The time was
you
up.
You said what now?
I said we just couldn't roll with Benjamin St. Juice no more. The time was up.
Oh, absolutely not. So I think he has a chance to come back, and I think camp is going to be super important for him. That's why I'm just letting it – it doesn't really concern me, because if anybody – it should be concerned, you know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. really, if he's down with the squad and he knows what he needs to do to play, he knows he's taking care of it, or it don't matter what he do. Camp gonna show up and he's just not gonna play.
That's the one thing you can hide. You can only hide for so long. I'm not saying
it's simple. So we can speculate, but please believe when Camp show up around and y'all gonna let us know too. You gonna be there. Oh, we're going to find out.
You know, for sure. You'll know next week. You'll know in a couple of days. Because let his ass not show up to these mandatory workouts.
Yeah, I'm cool. Okay.
Y'all thought
I know. If we feel that way, trust me, the coaches feel the same way. They're like, okay.
If you thought I went scorched earth on Laramie Tunsil for not showing up, let him not show up to the mandatory work. Then I'll have a real problem. I'll have a real problem. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, Albert Breer of the MMQB gave his thoughts on Terry McLaurin not being in Ashburn for voluntary workouts. He also told us where he thinks things stand between the organization and McLaurin. That is next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1-800-636-1067, the number. Right here on The Fan. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105 Nats baseball. Comes your way at that time. Coming up momentarily, we'll let you hear from the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr. Right now, though, I want to go back out to the phones. What do you have more confidence in next year? Marshawn Lattimore bouncing back to his Pro Bowl All-Pro form? Or this Commanders run defense being a much more formidable unit? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Colin is in Clinton, wants to chime in. What's going on, Colin? How you doing, brother?
What's up, Linnell? Love the show, man.
Appreciate
doing great
you,
job.
Man.
Yeah, I think that Lattimore has the potential to surprise people. I didn't realize he was drafted 11th overall mm-hmm. in his year. And he would be the highest drafted player on that side of the field and outside of Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. like the next highest drafted player on our team. So, like, that's one of like the priors I have going into this, like, whole question. I think, yeah, his ceiling is still very high. And so, like, yeah, whereas the draft or, the run defense requires a lot of pieces to come together.
Yeah.
You know, Lattimore is like maybe a better hit if just because he's like one person mm-hmm. and he has that high ceiling. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. So let me ask you this, because I'll be very honest about it. Realistically speaking, like on paper, do you think they've done enough to help the run defense?
I think it's possible. I think a lot of it comes together with luck and injury mm-hmm. and, you know, a lot of people, you know, jiving in their complementary roles. And it seems like a concerted effort this year. So
yeah.
I think it's possible, yeah.
And one last one for you before we let you go, man. Any issue with Marshon Lattimore having not shown up to the facility all offseason?
No, thank you for asking. So I'm into the contracts. Mm-hmm. And according to Over the Cap, he has $16 million of salary that's not guaranteed this year. So when we're talking about a player that's like drafted 11th overall, he signed a very high contract, market setting, of the top five at the mm-hmm. time it was signed. So like a player like that is just not going to come up, play for things when he has like all of his salary at risk if he were to
get hurt or get have injured. Some, yeah, that's true. So, I hear that.
So the team, yeah, like the team wouldn't think twice about cutting him. So like, I don't think he should think twice about not showing up.
That's a very interesting angle, Colin. I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy your week, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Laramie Tunsil was not in attendance at the voluntary OTA session. Marshon Lattimore, as we just mentioned, was not in attendance. Neither was Terry McLaurin. NFL insider Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports reported on Wednesday that Terry was not going to show up and it was all contract related and that things are not in a good spot with him and the team. Albert Breer, one of the most respected national NFL reporters from the MMQB, he joined Grant and Danny on Thursday and had this to say about where things stand in the negotiation between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a 3. You know what I mean? Per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there, and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now.
Yeah. Spotrac projects Terry McLaurin to get a 3-year, $100 million extension with $60 million guaranteed. So Albert Breer brought up the DK Metcalf comparison, and I do think that is where this thing should start and probably where Terry's representation is saying this thing should start. DK Metcalf, as you all know, just recently signed an extension after he was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if I'm Terry, it's very, very simple to me. As Albert Breer kind of alluded to, DK Metcalf and the deal that he signed this offseason, the guaranteed money he got, the AAV. So for DK, the guaranteed money was $60 million. Spotrac projects Terry to get $60 million. That's just not realistic. Terry McLaurin should ask for $65 million guaranteed. CeeDee Lamb got $67 million guaranteed last offseason. DK Metcalf, total value of his contract is $131 million. And it's $32.9 million per. If I'm Terry, I want to beat the AAV. I also want to beat the guarantees in that contract. There is this thought process that because Terry is 2 years older than DK Metcalf, then there should be some drastic difference in their contract. I just don't think that's the case. And the argument that Terry McLaurin's representation has to make is if we're negotiating based off of Deebo Samuel's deal, who has been more available and more reliable for their club since they both entered the league, DK Metcalf or Terry McLaurin? And I think Terry McLaurin is the obvious answer there. Look, to me, there's an 80% chance it gets done. But what Albert Breer said to start, this is one of the most trusted, plugged-in national reporters that are out there. For him to say that the negotiations aren't in a good place right now, guess what? The negotiations aren't in a good place right now. We as fans have this unwavering belief that, oh, it's going to get done. Oh, it's going to get done. We have no clue what the hell is going to happen. Terry McLaurin last time around, I get it, didn't sign until June the 28th. That's fine. That's not this regime. And Terry, this time around, has way more leverage because he's coming off of a career year. We also need to warm ourselves up to the idea and thought process of, hey, maybe Cliff Kingsbury, think about what we cried about last year. I'm going to use a stronger word than cry. Think about what we bitched and moaned about last year. It was Terry McLaurin not getting enough targets. Maybe, just maybe, in this Cliff Kingsbury air raid offense, there is not a need for a bona fide number one wide receiver because the ball is spread around the yard. Meaning, maybe the Commanders don't value Terry McLaurin the way Terry McLaurin values Terry McLaurin. I'm not saying we're there, but at this point, let's not act oblivious about these negotiations. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll keep things on the burgundy and gold when we come back. We mentioned Marshawn Lattimore in this Commanders defense. We'll let you hear from the general of the Commanders defense, Joe Witt Jr., next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
About a half hour left to go in the program before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They will bring you Washington Nationals baseball. Right now, we're going to take a trip out to Ashburn, where the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr., spoke ahead of last week's voluntary OTA session.
How are you?
I'm doing great. All right. So let's get rocking, man. Anybody? Right, who's first?
Here we go. You guys have added a few guys on the defense, some on the line, obviously secondary. Just what have those changes? What do you think those changes can bring to this group?
You know, we're really excited about the guys that we have that we added. You know, we wanted to get bigger and longer. We definitely did that up front. We did it in the back end also with Trey. So the vision of how we want to play and how we want to be and how we want to look is more. You're seeing more of it right now from a size and length and speed standpoint. So,
and one of those guys, Javon Kinlaw, what can he add? And just, you know, what have you thought of him over the years? What can he add on that front?
You know, he's a uniquely big man that can bend and play with some power and speed. He will have the ability to move him up and down the line of scrimmage. So we can put him wherever we want to because he has that type of skill set. He'll be difficult for, you know, tight ends to block if we put him in the six technique, and or if we kick him inside. He has the length that's going to be difficult for guards to deal with as well. So he's an intriguing young man to work with.
Were there a guy specifically or maybe a few guys in a position that were here last year that maybe didn't see
a ton of playing time looking to take a bigger step this year?
You know, I think every year is really different. And so I'm a firm believer of giving everybody an opportunity to play. And so we're going to give everybody looks. You'll see, well, you haven't been here in practice a lot, but there'll be different bodies and running with the ones today that haven't necessarily been running with them because I want to give everybody opportunities. And the only way that you can do that is put those in people in spaces to be in there with a Bobby Wagner, to be in there with a Frankie Louvu, to get the calls and how do they react to that. So I don't have any names for you right now, but a lot of guys have been given those opportunities.
Hey, Joe. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I imagine, you know, we're all wanting to see the guys and seeing, you know, who looks different, who's, you know, whatever it may be with what they've done in the offseason. I imagine for you, that's got to be a big deal when they come in for the first time. Were there some guys that for you, you stood, okay, I can tell they really put in some work or some other things before this all started?
Pretty much, they all going to come back in shape, okay? That's just, it's just because of who we are and what we do. The guy that to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. Deron Payne, man, like every day this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey man, let's calm down. Like I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do, and he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all. All right, but he is leading by example, and this year you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
And we'll see if Lattimore's out here today. I know he wasn't there last week for us, but like for him, I don't know how much you've been able to see him, but like what has maybe stood out to you? Obviously, you had the injuries last year, came in midway through the season. What are you kind of hoping to see from him during this part of the offseason?
Okay, Marshawn hasn't been here. We've been in communication with him. So when he gets here, we'll see exactly where he is from a conditioning standpoint. From a mental standpoint, you know, the coaches that have been meeting with him, talking with him. And so he's a smart young man, but we'll see exactly where he is when he gets here. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You lose a guy like Dante Fowler, who had 10.5 sacks last year. How do you replace that? You know, a guy that, you know, had that type of production, and obviously there's some concern maybe from the fan base of the edge position right now currently, how it's kind of constructed.
I don't think going into the year anybody thought Dante was going to have 10.5 sacks last year. I don't think anybody in here would have said that. And so we'll have somebody that to produce a higher sack total than what's thought to be, okay? And so who that person is, I don't know. Will it be a collective of guys? I don't know. But I do feel that our pass rush will be better. I do feel definitely that our run defense will be better. Where will it come from? Which individual? It's too early to say, but it will come.
Hi, Coach.
How important is this voluntary period for rookies like Trey Amos, who are getting, you know, as you said, time with the ones, time with veterans like Daron Payne?
I think it's really important. I think, you know, from a number of different aspects. Okay, you have the opportunity to the brotherhood, the building. When we went on that 3-game losing streak, it wasn't anything other than the brotherhood that kept them together. And you start building that now with how we work and how DQ and AP runs this program. And then secondly, the rookies are allowed to meet a little bit extra. So, you know, they'll be with the vets in the morning, and in the evening they have rookie meetings, which I'm changing to developmental type meetings, so that they get extra and they are. And Trey Amos, you know, he's a guy that's ahead of the curve right now and doing really, really well.
Hey, Coach. Jordan McGee seemed to have a pretty good training camp last year, then was derailed a little bit by the mm-hmm. knee injury. As you start looking into how he's going to contribute this year, what are your expectations for him?
You know, we really had a package in last year for Jordan, and then he got hurt. And so it sort of took that package away versus 12 personnel. I'm really hoping that he can stay healthy. And there are some other guys at the linebacker position that we want to have some 3 linebacker defenses that we can get a little bit bigger versus 12, not play as much nickel to shore up on some of the run on that aspect as well. So I'm excited to see he's been showing great call command, being a linebacker. I believe linebackers, you know, control the huddle and control the defense, and he's learning from Bobby and Usta how to do that.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
When you look at last year and what you all were able to do on defense, what is it that you want to do this year a little better that you didn't see last year?
You know, I think, and I wasn't, and to answer your question, I wasn't really trying to compare the 23 defense to the 24 of, you know, all right, when we got here, it was 32nd, and what we went to 13th or what have you. I was trying to let it be standalone. So with saying that, we didn't produce the ball like I wanted to, that I envisioned us to. Now, the reason being, we dropped 16 of them. Literally just balls that touched our hands that we felt that should have been caught. If we catch half of those, that puts us in a different ring. We didn't play the run well enough, and I thought that we would have. And so if we can – and then the third thing, closing games out, it wasn't the way that I was anticipating. And so when we get into the offseason, we look at it in 3 different things. Okay, all right, was it schematics? Was it the player? Or, you know, or sometimes we just get beat, you know. So, and then we went from a change, adjust, emphasis, you know. Did we need to change some things? Are we adjusting? Are we going to emphasize some areas? And so the turnovers we're going to emphasize because we just have to catch the ball. Some of the things we're doing with the front for the run game, we have changed, and some we have adjusted. And so, and then winning time moments in 2-minute, we're going to competition every day to get those things better.
Hey, Coach, what are your thoughts so far on rookie Kane Medrano?
Kane? You know, Kane, he's a unique kid because of, you know, his receiver background coming in. Is he a linebacker, really? Is he a safety? Can he do some of the Jeremy Chinn roles? Can he do some of the Frankie Louvu roles? And so we're really testing the kid right now to see, all right, what is he going to be? And we'll really tell a little bit more once we put the pads on. He can really run. Does he have the ability to cover a tight end? Does he have the ability to beat a tackle in the rush? You know, so is he Frankie? Or is he Jeremy, or is he a cross of both? And that's what I'm trying to find out with him.
Speaking of safety, what do you see in your safety group currently?
You know, I think it's a strong group. It's, you know, Quan hasn't really been out there because of the injuries, but he's another guy a la Payne that has just come back with laser focus, and the things that he has been able to do has been really good. Will Harris has been a nice addition. He's a guy that can come in and cover. He'll play in the box. I've been pleased with his communication. Jeremy Reeves is a guy that, you know, he's our special teams ace, but I have to find a role for him on defense because he just makes plays, you know, and that's what he's been doing. And then you have T.O., who is a very athletic, rangy guy. Now, what is he? Can he be the Buffalo nickel? Can he knock people back? Can we play him like a linebacker? And so, you know, those are the questions that he has to answer and we have to answer with him.
What are your timeline for answering all these questions? Is this something you'll figure out by the end of minicamp, or is this all the way through training camp you'll be looking at?
Because we don't have pads on right now. And then when you're in phase 3 rules, it's really not as competitive. So if the ball goes up and there's any chance of a collision, we're telling the defensive players to pull off. All right. And so, you know, there's going to be some completions that necessary. So I call them when I talked to the defense, phase three completion. So in real football, that wouldn't have been a completion, but since we have to pull off, it is what it is. And so, but until we get into more competitive, putting our pads on people, you really won't be able to tell. But in this mind, in this setting right now, we want to hear mind speed. How are the guys communicating? Are we getting to our targets? We don't want people on the ground. We, you know, we're not going to run any stunts or anything up front, because that's when there's collisions. They don't have pads on. So we're trying to be smart from a player safety standpoint.
How much? So that is defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. He spoke to the local media ahead of practice last week. Always love hearing from him. A couple of different things from Joe Witt Jr. that stood out to me. One, the emphasis in the detail that he spoke with when talking about how they're going to improve the run defense and why they'll be better. And then, if I would have, like, this should be like a trivia question. Commanders dropped 18 interceptions last year. That's got to be toward the top of the NFL. If you catch just half of those, like Joe Witt Jr. alluded to, who knows how much differently we're talking about this defense. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. This day in history, 15 years ago and 2 years ago, two monumental moments that honestly may change the course of these two franchises forever. That is next on The Fan. This day in history, 15 years ago, June 8th of 2010, Happy Strassmas, everyone. One of the, we will honestly never forget this debut. One of probably the best debuts maybe ever in the history of DC sports. So super duper cool that 15 years later, it's still relevant. We're still talking about it. Happy that the Nats and Strass were able to figure things out with the relationship, kinda. I know things got rocky there last year when he was supposed to have his, like, retirement press conference. Was he going to retire? Things of that nature. It was a little bit messy. But on this day, 15 years ago, we saw the electric debut of one Steven Strasburg. He ultimately goes on to be an integral part in this team, winning his first World Series in 2019. And he's a Nat that will be remembered forever. Still their best homegrown pitcher. That's been drafted here in the organization. So shout out to Steven Strasburg. 15 years ago today, making his debut. 2 years ago to the day. A moment that honestly changes the course of history. I really do believe that. I think the hiring of Mike Winger and Will Dawkins to be the front office duo in Washington, I think marks a changing of the guard. It led to the Bradley Beal trade happening, and it really ended an era of Wizards basketball that was quite the utter disappointment. I'll never forget when they first got good with Wall and Beal, because it was so weird. It took them a while to actually get to play a full season together, because during Beal's rookie year, John Wall was hurt for the entirety of it. And then when Beal came back, Wall got hurt again. And then when they were finally able to put it all together and ride with each other, you saw them punch their ticket to the playoffs. Bradley Beal had that playoff moment in Chicago where I think he was like the youngest Wizard to score 25 points in the playoff game. It was absolutely electric stuff. Now that we are looking forward in this era, now that we're 2 years into this Wizard rebuild, I feel pretty confident in what they have going on. But as you talked about, Ben, on Locked On Wizards, and you all can check that out wherever you download your podcast, as well as YouTube as well. This is a big offseason for this front office. You have to, at some point, find that franchise-altering talent, and it's no disrespect to their draft picks to this point. Four first-rounders, none of them are franchise-altering guys. I do think each of them, though, can be key pieces on a championship team. Now, though, it's about finding that bona fide star, and we're about 19 days away from figuring out who the Wizards are going to take the NBA draft June 25th. So we'll see. We'll see.
This is a big offseason, and the word that we used on the podcast was, is there pressure on Will Dawkins? And, you know, it's an interesting thing to bring up, because
it's a strong word.
Pressure
in the sense that this is such a big offseason for him in terms of getting things really going for this Washington organization, taking the next step. Not pressure because he's going to lose his job if they don't draft a player that helps him become a playoff team in a couple years. Because as someone actually commented, I feel like he's batting 1,000 right now. Well, you know, what do you mean by pressure? And I agree. They've totally made all of the moves I think were necessary. He gave this organization a direction, which we had been begging for years. We didn't get that under the previous regime. We have it now. You know, it's all about fate. The right things have to fall into place for this franchise. And that's how it goes when you rebuild. Sometimes it's successful. And sometimes you become the Sixers and you get close, but then never over the hump.
I'd rather be close, though, than where we've been. One final segment to go here on The Fan before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. A little bit of rain out there, but the tarp is being taken off the field. The series finale between the Nats and the Rangers coming your way next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.